You're listening to the Ladbrokes Racing Roundup.
Hello and welcome to the Ladbrokes Racing Roundup. My name's William Geldart, joined once again by Ben Stones to cast our eye over the weekend's big stories. Well, Ben, I suppose we have to start with a little mini festival review. Cheltenham, obviously fantastic 4 days of racing, and what a day, what a finale on the Friday with the Gold Cup winner, Coney Gree, first novice since 1974 to win the Gold Cup with an impeccable round of jumping in the hands of Nico de Boinville, however you like to say it. Coney Gree and Vortor both 4-1 for the Gold Cup now, and both seemingly will only continue to get better. I mean, what did you make? I know you were backing Coney Gree and you trumpeted him in the lead up to the Gold Cup. What a fantastic story.
Yeah, it was a great week in general. You know, we had some fantastic front running performances, and it was nice on the last day to see one that wasn't sporting the pink and green colours of Rich Ritchie, to be honest. Yeah, Coney Gree is a great story. You know, a small yard taking the biggest prize in jumps racing. I think looking forward next year, we've got a really good Gold Cup on our hands. You know, if Vortor, Coney Gree, Don Polly line up along with the likes of, you know, Jack Adam, Road to Riches again, you know, it could be a really strong year in 2016. I think at the prices, I mean, if the race was run tomorrow, I'd be on Coney Gree, to be honest, at 4-1. But with this horse, you know, in the past he's had problems. He's been off injured previously for quite some time. So I think at 4-1 you are taking a risk with him there. With Vortor, you've got the risk, although he didn't look like stopping, he's obviously never raced as far as the Gold Cup trip. Don Parley looks an out-and-out stayer, so perhaps at the anti-post price of the three, he might be the one. But I mean, Jack Adam at 10-1, you know, he's a 10-1 shot for the race, and he wasn't beaten far at all, and he's only a six-year-old, so he's only going to get better, you would say. So he could be perhaps a better alternative anti-post pick for next year's Gold Cup. But yeah, I mean, next year's festival, I know we've just finished this year's, but next year's festival could be better yet.
Yeah, absolutely. If we thought this year's Gold Cup renewal was wide open, then next year is shaping up to be just as much, if not more, competitive. Looking ahead then from Cheltenham, the natural progression to Aintree, and a couple of bits of news the weekend, Paul Nicholls on Silvagnaco Conti and in his plans for Aintree and connections to the new one. Outlining their plans for Aintree as well. Obviously, both done well at that track in the past. Do you think they can restore their battered reputations?
Well, they've got some way to go, I suppose. I mean, it'd be interesting to see if anything comes out about Silvagnaco, because, you know, he was well-backed on the day, on Gold Cup day, and he just put in no sort of run. Whether that was Coney Gree's performance and, you know, big front-running style, taking it out of the field like he did at Kempton that time, remains to be seen, I suppose. As far as the new one goes, obviously he was put in his place fair and square, really, by Fulheen. In this race last year, in the Aintree hurdle last year, he wasn't beaten far, but sorry, he didn't beat Rock on Ruby and Diakali that far. You know, I think there was a neck and a head in between the three of them. So whether it depends on what comes up against him. Obviously, Rock on Ruby's best distance would have been that 2.5 miles, so that would have suited him. But how classy Diakali is, whether he's a grade one horse, we don't know, I suppose. So yeah, it depends on what takes them on. But you'd have to think they'd go close at their best. But whether there's something amiss, we don't know.
No, the new one, 16-1 for next year's champion hurdle. Silvagnaco Conti 20-1 for next year's Gold Cup. Play devil's advocate a bit. I'm sure everyone else is speculating on this as well. But do you think, in terms of them and the Cheltenham, the big prizes, do you think that's their chances gone?
Potentially. I would probably say more so for Silvagnaco Conti. You know, he's been there three times now and he's failed every one of them. And as we were saying, I think next year's Gold Cup looks strong already if the principals will make it there. And the new one, I mean, I don't think there's an excuse really for Fulheen. He perhaps is a big prize at 16-1. Yeah, might be a decent each way shout, I suppose. The one thing that connections the new one will have in their favour is the fact that obviously we had the Supreme winner sporting those same colours for Willie Mullins and Rich Ritchie. So you would like to think that probably Duvan won't go down the champion hurdle route. You know, he probably won't be wanting his horses taking each other on. So what comes out of that, out of the novice divisions for next year's champion hurdle, we're not sure. That it doesn't look an awful lot potentially to be challenging for Heen. I can't see the new one beating for Heen next year, but at 16 to 1, it could be a cracking each way bet.
All right. Well, talking of looking ahead to Aintree, another piece of news, obviously, at the weekend, the Midlands Grand National. The winner, Guniella, 25 to 1 now for the Aintree showpiece. In that race, AP McCoy's well-backed mount catching on. He fell at the 8th. AP McCoy in the National, this is going to be, you know, what the big story, I suppose, leading up to that this year's race. He's most likely to be on board 8 to 1 shot, shut the front door. Would you say that's too short? Do you think it's likely that anything he's on is going to go off too short?
Yeah, I think it started on Saturday, you know, catching on. Yes, he's a progressive type. Yes, he won over a big trip at Exeter last time, but he was a very short price. I think he went off at about 9 to 4. Like we say, I think anything AP McCoy is on going forwards is going to be overbet even more than perhaps it already, you know, has been in the past. I mean, shut the front door, he's potentially a worthy favourite. You know, he's an Irish Grand National winner. So he's got the class and the stamina in abundance. But I mean, when you compare him to Guniella, now he finished 11 lengths ahead of Guniella in the Irish National. Now Guniella's £8 better at the weights now. So you'd think there's probably not going to be a lot between them in the handicap. So, you know, one's an 8 to 1 shot, one's a 25 to 1 shot. I know which of the two I'd rather be on. As far as Guniella goes, it was a good performance. There was obviously a lot happening in behind, you know, there was horses coming down. So whether he would have won had they all stayed on their feet remains to be seen. But obviously, you know, to win the races, you've got to stay on your feet. But looking back on that Fiesta's chase form is looking rock solid now. We should have perhaps, I know you might have found him out on Saturday, but you know, that form looks solid. You know, obviously Jack Adam running a screamer in the Gold Cup, and the horse that finished fourth that day, you know, he went on to run well in one of the big handicaps behind the Druid's nephew. So obviously Guniella finishing third in the Fiestas, that form looks, you know, if there's any horses coming out of that race, they're worth a second glance. But yeah, I think at the prices between him and Shut the Front Door, he certainly looks better value.
All right, well, can't wait for the Grand National this year, Saturday the 11th of April for that. Thanks very much once again, Ben, for joining me. That's the roundup. Keep it with us at news.ladbrokes.com for all the latest betting news and previews, and of course keep and listen out to this channel as well, and of course log on to ladbrokes.com for all the latest odds online, on mobile and on tablet. That's about all we've got time for. We'll catch you again next time.